This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, this is Sarah from North Royalton. I had called in a couple weeks ago, and I had a story about my grandparents, but now I have two stories about a mausoleum that's out here. There's a mausoleum called Knollwood Mausoleum out in Mayfield Heights, Ohio, and it's really well known for its Tiffany stained glass windows. It's really gorgeous if you ever get a chance to go there. And it's huge. There's like 7,000 interments there just in the mausoleum. The cemetery attached to it, I think, has like 25,000 burials or something. But anyway, it's huge. Each floor is probably about the size of a football field. And it's really easy to get lost in. There's like hallways that lead to nowhere, and there's one stairway that goes up to the second floor where if you blink, you'll miss it. So it's like, once you get up to the second floor, it's really difficult to find your way out. So anyway, I go there with my birth mother the first time, probably about 6 or 7 years ago. And I was locked. It had closed early because they were doing construction on the second floor. So we got there, and it was already like a dark kind of day. It was like rainy and just kind of creepy. And so we get there and it's locked. And so I think, you know, I'm thinking, okay, great. Well, what a shame. Can't go into this creepy mausoleum right now because it's locked up. Well, my birth mother takes out her credit card and unlocks the door. And I'm like, we're not doing this. I'm like, I'm not breaking into a mausoleum. She says, oh, we're not breaking into it. The door was open. I said, yeah, the door's open because you just unlocked it. So point being, we went in there. I followed her in, and yeah, the only lights that were on at the time were the emergency lights, and they were flickering. So it was like probably every third light or so was on, and it was flickering, and it was dark in there, and I was already starting to freak out. I have no problem with being in cemeteries because it's an open space, but being like in an enclosed space kind of freaked me out. So we're walking around, and we get up to the second floor, you know, find the stairway, walk up there, and we're looking at all the big Tiffany stained glass triptychs, and they have this big angel triptych window there that's just absolutely gorgeous. And all of a sudden, we start hearing noises, like people walking around and knocking on stuff, and I dodge into one of the little alcoves where they have the cremation urns, and we're looking around, and all of a sudden we see somebody walk out of the door, and it was really dark, so we couldn't tell if it was like a person or a shadow or whatever. And I'm like losing my shit. So we see somebody walk out, and we're trying to hide because we're like, don't know if it's a person or not, and we're not supposed to be in here. So great. Well, we find out that it was actually the maintenance staff that was there just cleaning up after hours or whatever. So at this point, I'm freaking out because we're in this dark mausoleum. The lights are flickering. There's somebody in there. We broke in. We're not supposed to be in there. And when I get really nervous, I have to pee. So I tell her, I'm like, listen, I'm like, I got to get out of here because I have to go to the bathroom really bad. And I am not peeing in the mausoleum bathroom with like dead people in the walls around me. Like I couldn't do it. And she's like, oh, come on, you know, don't be so scared. So I go into the bathroom, and I'm like, I can't be in here by myself, because she was standing outside the door. I'm like, I can't be in here by myself. I'm like, I need you to be in here with me. And she comes in, and I'm like, can you hold my hand? So I'm like reaching underneath the stall, you know, and she's holding my hand, because I'm like, I was so scared I couldn't even pee. And so we get out of there, and we're trying to find our way out, and this whole place is like a maze. So we're trying to dodge maintenance on the way out because we broke in. We're not supposed to be in there. So we eventually found our way out, and that was that's the first story. Second story, my parents live right across the street from it, and so sometimes I'll go there before work just to take pictures because the stained glass windows look different in different lighting. So I go over there, and it was sort of towards their closing time. And I'm walking around taking pictures, and my alarm goes off on my phone to let me know, hey, time to go to work. So I thought, you know, wouldn't it be funny if all of a sudden all of the lights start going out? And I'm just thinking this literally 2 seconds after I think it, the lights at the end of the hallway go out, and then in the next section they go out, and then in the next section they go out, and finally the lights, like, right above me turn off. And I am like, okay, I wasn't being serious. So I say the first thing that comes to mind, I start going, hey, there's somebody still alive in here. And I hear somebody from far away because the whole mausoleum is like a big echo chamber. So I hear someone from far away going, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Do you need me to turn the lights on again? And I said, yes, please, can you please turn on the lights? I'm like, I'm still in here. I need to get out. And so he's like, okay, well, where are you? I said, I'm on the second floor. So he says, okay, well, I'm going to come up and get you. Just wait there. And I'm like, okay, this guy sounds like really urgent. Like, I just need the lights on so I can like find the exit sign. And, so I walk back to where the staircase is, and I meet one of the maintenance guys there, and this guy is like red in the face, like he's like sweating, he's freaking out, he's like, so he says, well, where's the other person? I said, I'm right here, I was the one that was yelling at you. He's like, are you serious? You just gave me a heart attack. And I said, why? And he says, think about it, you know, we're closing, I'm turning off the lights, and all of a sudden I hear someone go, there's someone still alive in here. And he's like, you're in a mausoleum. We just interred somebody today. I thought that somebody was like stuck in the wall. And I start laughing. I said, I'm sorry. It was just the first thing that came to mind. The lights are going off. And, you know, I said, well, hey, at least now you've got a fun story to tell your family when you go home tonight. Yeah, I was at work today and somebody started yelling in the mausoleum that they were still alive. But yeah, so I broke into a mausoleum with my birth mother, and then I almost got locked in the same mausoleum this was probably about a year ago. So I haven't been back ever since then, because it seems like every single time I go there, I either like almost get locked in, or the lights go out, or, you know, there's a power outage, and I'm just like, you know, I give up. But yeah, so anyway, if you get a chance to ever come out here, go to that mausoleum. It's really beautiful. And again, it's called Melwood Mausoleum in Mayfield Heights. So thanks so much for the show, and I hope you guys play this, because I'm sure somebody will get a really good laugh out of it. All right, bye-bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.